This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, you ever notice that there are more and more and more and more recalls? And they are increasing at an increasing frequency? In December, actually December 21st, that's the end of December 2023, just, you know, a couple months ago, Honda recalled 2.6 million vehicles for a fuel pump issue. Fuel pump could fail. What does that mean? Well, the fuel pump supplies fuel, liquid gasoline, to the engine. And when the fuel pump fails, the engine stops. You can be driving along and all of a sudden, engine stops. Is that a serious problem, you think? Well, evidently it must be, because Honda recalled 2.6 million vehicles. Couple months later, we hear Honda's recalling 750,000 more vehicles, but different problems. Not necessarily a fuel pump. It is an airbag problem. It has to do with a sensor in the seat that could fail. A sensor in the seat, or the wiring to the sensor in the seat, or a combination of both. Nonetheless, it could cause an airbag deployment problem, which is a safety feature or issue. How do we get to the point where we have so many failures? How come the engineers don't hold these parts in their hand and say, hold it, wait a minute, this insulation's too thin, or this plastic is not the right composition, and it looks like, you know, over a few years it's going to crack. How come they can't figure this out? We never had these problems before. We never had tailgates that would just open by themselves. And then upon acceleration from a rest, the cargo can go sliding out. Or while driving down the road, the cargo can go sliding out in front of the vehicle behind the truck. This is serious stuff. Why is it that the board of directors aren't hauled before investigative teams? Why aren't they hauled into court? Why aren't these people convicted of crimes against everybody? Negligence, carelessness, recklessness. Why do they get away with it? Why? Why are these people allowed to stay in their positions? I don't get it. I don't get it. If I were president, and I'm certainly not going to be president, but if I were, there would be no corporation making anything in the United States that didn't have a repairable product. There would be no such thing as disposability in terms of appliance-type products, durable-type products. They'd have to be made to last at least 30 years, and the parts would have to be made available for in excess of 30 years. And if they don't or didn't, the board of directors would be hauled in front of Congress. And I would like sentences meted out to these characters, these rascals who are building landfills. Have you seen plastic bags lately? Like if you bought a bag of potato chips and you decided to open it, can you open it and have it not slice from top to bottom? Can you do that? Can you buy a plastic bucket that will last maybe 2 years after you're done with the contents of it? I'll bet you can't. Plastic decomposes right in front of your eyes.
That's a big problem here. Plastic buckets. Oh, my gosh. Just lately, the plastic buckets have just been crumbling around here. you know. And, you know, I would buy, years ago, I went through a phase of molasses, you know, I was feeding molasses to my horse as a supplement, not really a different horse that I had. And because he really needed something extra to keep the weight on. He was an ex-race horse and he really needed it. But, oh my gosh, I had the old molasses buckets and just this last few months, they just started to crumble. Just one by one. And it's like, I'll be walking along, you know, carrying something in it, water or chicken food or whatever it is. And I'll put it down and it will just knock against something, you know, a rock or whatever it is. And the thing will get a darn hole in it. And I'm like, and all the water or whatever it is inside it will just go everywhere. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is just ridiculous. And I'm, oh my gosh.
Well, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. Let me share how it's worse than that. So we have 5-gallon buckets here at the farm, and sometimes oil, engine oil, is less expensive per unit of measure if we buy it in a 5-gallon bucket. Okay,
yep.
But it's not all that convenient. But you know what? You end up with the bucket at the end, so you can use it. So I'm talking about name brand oil like Mobile Delvac, heavy duty engine oil, or Shell Rotella. What we've been finding is that the buckets, after several years, like a brand new container of oil sitting on the shelf for several years, the bottom cracks and the oil just leaks out. And, you know, imagine that. Imagine, yeah. And it's not just engine oil. And it's not just Mobile. And it's not just Shell. It's spackle. It's drywall spackle. You get a bucket of that and you find out that the bottom cracked. And it's leaking out very slowly. Or a 5-gallon bucket of paint. And that cracks. Now, I'm not talking about something that's tossed around. I'm talking about something that is just sitting there in the same spot for a couple of years. You'd think, gosh, how can a sealed bucket of paint go bad? Worse than that, how is it possible that, I'm talking about latex, how is it possible that the bucket all by itself will just fail? That's where we are today. That's because I think the government says the generally dumb public doesn't know how to reuse buckets. So we'll just have them, decompose right in front of the customer's eyes. That's where we are.
Actually,
everything's broken.
You know, that's actually right. And they actually advertised it a few years ago that they were going to introduce this as a feature of plastics from now on. And I remember when it came in because I'm an environmental scientist and I take notice of this sort of thing. It tends to come up on my feeds, on the
internet.
Okay,
Gwyneth, let's extrapolate this out.
And
let's extrapolate.
They advertised it as a feature of the generation of plastics that they were going to be quote-unquote biodegradable.
Yeah, so your extension cord becomes biodegradable, class, right? How about that? So you get an extension cord, and then you find out that it becomes unstable, and it becomes an electrical shock hazard because the plastic is degrading, and you thought it was going to be an extension cord like they used to be. How about windshield wipers that don't last worth a darn because the sun degrades them intentionally because of the lack of UV inhibitors in the in the rubber compound, the synthetic rubber compound. How about these paint jobs on cars where the hoods and the roofs are peeling and the clear coat just flakes off? That never used to happen. You never saw that in the 1960s and the 1970s, but you see it now. You see it on all brands of cars where the paint is flaking off. How about this? How about you find out that and I don't know if this is the case or not. I'm just hypothesizing. How about you find out that you put in some PVC plumbing or CPVC plumbing in your house, and you think, how long does it last? Well, they never say. So it's got to last, 100 years, right? How about you find out that the plumbing only has a lifetime, and then it starts cracking in the walls, and then you have leaks in walls that you have sealed up. or your contractor is sealed up, or your, and nobody knows that these things are, these, they're ticking time bombs. How about you find out that that wiring in your house, the yellow jacketed Romex, the white jacketed Romex, the orange jacketed Romex, or the black jacketed Romex has a life expectancy and it's decaying in your walls while you're sleeping? How about that? And then, so what's the fix? Oh, well, you just replace the wiring. Replace the wiring in every single home and business in the United States? Really? This is where we are.
You know where this is going to end, Vincent?
Yeah.
This is going to end.
It ends up like Volvo. Right. It ends up like Volvo. Volvo, okay, we had a Volvo 740 turbo wagon. It was magnificent. 1986. The insulation would just crumble in a wiring harness. So you'd have a bundle of, let's say, 40 wires. And as long as nobody moved it, it was okay. But you touched, God bless you, you touched the wire and the insulation would crumble. When I say crumble, I mean you could hold the wire insulation between your thumb and forefinger and just the pressure of your skin. I'm not talking, you don't need to use your nails. Just your skin, just touching it would cause the insulation to crumble and the adjacent wires would short out against each other and your car would fail. Okay. So $4,000 fix because of what? The inhibitor chemical that prevented the wire from decomposing? No. It was designed to fail. Who in their right mind buys a Volvo anymore? Nobody. So what is the end result? Right, the Stone Age. Technology is killing us all. It is designed to fail. Designed obsolescence, built-in obsolescence. And Frank, I asked Frank on Monday, point blank, Frank, he's saying don't buy a new appliance, buy a used Whirlpool. Is that what he's saying? Yep. Don't buy a new appliance. You got to be nuts to buy a new appliance. I bought a transfer switch from a gal quite a while back, and she was selling some things in her garage, and had a great big transfer switch for a generator, and I wanted to buy it. So Bam and I went over, and she had a washing machine and a dryer, top load, you know, traditional classic style, older model. And as I walked by, I said, boy, you don't want to sell these. And she said, you're right. And I said, the new ones are lousy. She said, they stink. And I said, you mean that literally or figuratively? She said, the front load washing machines stink. You have to leave the door open. So, to leave the door open on a top load doesn't mean the door is in the way. So if you've got, some people have washing machines in their kitchens, okay? So if you have the top loader, the lid is open, and it airs out and dries and ventilates and everything's good. No problems. They don't smell. They don't grow bacteria. But with the front load, if you leave the door open, you're going to walk into it. So people close the door naturally, and then they smell. And then you need to have a disinfectant, another chemical that will destroy your septic system, because the design is so pitiful of these front loaders. But yet people, can't wait to get the new look. These morons, they're everywhere. They're surrounding us. I hope they enjoy the 1 or 2 or 3 years that they get to spend with their new washing machines, front loaders, just before they end up in the landfill. They come from China, they have Asian names, and then we dump them in our landfill because they're junk.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, class, you really have to be careful what you eat. And we've been saying for going on 14 years now, you have to grow your own food. It seems to me that there are more and more recalls of food than ever before. And it used to be a sense of pride that Americans had about having one of the finest, if not the finest, food supply in the world. That's no longer the case. So if you look up Whole Foods recalls, you will find that the Whole Foods company has unbelievable amount of recalls. And just, you know, between last year and now, fish fillets, undeclared soy allergen, listeria, frozen fruit sold at Target, Trader Joe, Whole Food, frozen fruit, okay? And then the latest one is, let's see, I lost it. CDC says that there's a listeria outbreak of cheese products sold at Whole Foods. Two died, 23 hospitalized across 11 states. This is 61 brands of yogurt and yogurt and cream cheese, cottage cheese, those kinds of products. Look it up. And the list is so long, I don't think we can do it here today, USA Prepares. But look up Whole Foods Listeria. That's the latest one. You know, I think the only fix for this is to boycott these companies that sell these tainted products. Just boycott them. You know, McDonald's raises their prices on their toxic food. Don't buy McDonald's products. Don't shop at Whole Foods. Don't shop at these stores that have these defective products. And make sure you bring them back and get your money back. Do that. And if we all do that, we can force these guys to say, okay, I agree, we won't do it anymore. Or we put them out of business, which is probably the best thing. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I just saw a YouTube video just this evening. I didn't send it to you. But it was this guy on this YouTube video, and he's on YouTube. He's got thousands and thousands. He's got something like 30,000 followers. He's an Australian, and he's mentally impaired, okay? And he's got teeth which are coming out in every direction, and he looks like an inbred hillbilly, but he's Australian. And he seems to live on cigarettes and iced coffee. That's what he seems to live on. But, you know, everybody makes fun of him, but he says, don't you all be eating your McDonald's now, Bill Gates, don't do it. He's got all those genetically modified potatoes and vaccines in the potatoes, so don't you go eating those McDonald's. And somebody made a video making fun of this guy. But you go to the comments section and they say, well, actually, Bill Gates does own McDonald's potatoes. He's the biggest farmland owner in the United States, and he's filling up his farmland with GMO potatoes and other GMO vegetables as well. And, you know, the joke ended up being on this guy who was making fun of this hillbilly guy who got this YouTube channel and was just warning everybody in his Aussie redneck bogan hillbilly way not to eat McDonald's GMO potatoes in their french fries, you know. And the joke ended up actually being on the guy who was making fun of this guy. Yeah, no, because the comment section just filled up and just said, listen, he's actually telling the truth. And he said, don't you all get vaccinated now? Don't you all get vaccinated? They're going to kill you with their vaccine, man. Yeah, except with an Australian accent. But you get the picture of what I'm saying. And yeah. It turned out that the backcountry hillbilly hit Bogan, which is the same as redneck, you know, that seemed to live on ice coffee and cigarettes, had more sense than the whole rest of them put together. That's a worrying situation, Vincent.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA USA News Update. Jennifer Crumley, the mother of a Michigan teenager, Ethan Crumley, who killed four students at his high school in 2021, now found guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. This is the first time that a parent of a school shooter has been convicted in connection with the attack. An electrical issue with the tailgate release switch on some General Motors pickups is forcing a recall by the automaker. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Approximately 323,000 heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC pickups built between 2020 and this year have a possible defect. The switch can reportedly short out due to weather getting into connection, and the tailgate could open when the vehicle is put in park. GM has reportedly received 136 complaints and three issues involving minor property damage. Owners will begin to get recall notices on March 18th.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
But as you mentioned, a guy named Gates. And I keep thinking, what does Pinocchio and Gates have in common? Here's another thing. How much does a person need? How much does Musk need? How much does Bezos need? How much does Gates need? How much do these people need? Well, it seems like whatever they have, they need or want more. How about, Mr. Gates, how about letting some small farmers have an opportunity to buy some land and grow some food? How about that? How about giving some of the rest of us, the little people, a chance? How about that? The greed of some people is insatiable. And my mother told me that greed is a sin. Gluttony is a sin. Waste is a sin. And I believe it. Absolutely, I believe it. I believe that people, well, there used to be people who would come to our house, and they would take a great big helping, put it on their plate. Now, when it comes to beef, that means an animal died for that plate. And it would eat some of it and throw the rest of it away. That's a sin. Those people don't come to our house anymore. I won't let them. I despise them. That's disgusting. My dad was in the U.S. Army, and he was told that in the Army they had a saying in the chow line, eat all you want, or take all you want, but eat all you take. Meaning, if you want a second helping, you darn well better eat it. And you better eat your first helping. What a great way to go, right? So, when I grew up, we didn't have disposable convenience items. We didn't eat on paper plates. We didn't use paper cups. We didn't use paper napkins. We used cloth napkins that were washed in the washing machine. We used glasses, cups, and we used utensils that were made out of stainless steel, and they were put in the kitchen for washing and then reusing. They weren't plastic tools that were thrown away because it's too hard to wash them. That's not what happened in our house. And I despise people who waste and waste and waste. And I think of the people who go to McDonald's. There's trash moors all over the world as a result of McDonald's, one of the biggest trash builders in the world. All based on convenience. Because people can't remember that they're going to be hungry at noon or hungry in the afternoon. So they leave their house without preparing some food to bring with them. So they have to have convenient food. They have to have a packet of ketchup or two or three. They have to have a packet of mustard or two or three. They have to have a coffee cup made out of plastic and paper with a plastic lid and a plastic straw and a paper sugar packet or saccharin. And then a wrapped burger in a bag. And then what happens? Right after that small meal is consumed, then you've got a whole bag full of trash. Ever think about that? Who are these people? Are these the people who are saying, fix the environment, let's drive electric cars? Is that who they are? The problem is, with us farmers, is the rest of the people look at us as being ignorant. They got it backwards. They're ignorant. Farmers understand that you just can't throw away your trash and just throw it in a pile and have it go away. It's still there. It's just out of sight. We're polluting the water. We're polluting the air. And the biggest polluter of all is the U.S. government. Headed by a plagiarist and a wife stealer who's proud of his family. Real proud. Heck, his son's in rehab, doing real good. Does anybody think that he broke laws using illicit, illegal drugs? Anybody think about that?
You know something, Vincent? What you're saying just brings something up to my remembrance, which I'll comment on. people think that these people are imbeciles, and they are, but they're also the most dangerous people on earth because they're destroying our whole society. And, yeah, there's this guy, and he lives in the Middle East. He lives in maybe Gaza or somewhere else, and his name is called Ali Dawa. And, you know, everybody, Ali Dawa is somebody, he's quite a piece of work. He thinks that Hamas are good guys. And he goes on the internet and says how real order, you know, really take notice of Hamas and that, you know, but, you know, they really want the best for everybody and, you know, they're going to, never mind the fact they're going to take over the world and, you know, they're going to put Sharia law into place and if you don't bow the right knee and say the right prayers, then, you know, they're going to unalive you. That's what Hamas says, that the goal in life is to take over the world and force everybody into their little child molesting cult. That's what they want to do. And everybody laughs at this guy, but they don't realize that, you know, back in the 2000s, he had this television show. He did this voiceover for this character called Farfour. And Farfour went and Farfour was like a Mickey Mouse, jihadi Mickey Mouse, okay? And went and told all the little girls and children that jihad was a good thing and that they should go and do this and that it was, you know, standing up for themselves and, you know, all the rest of it, just, you know, things like glorifying female suicide bombers and all this sort of stuff. Okay, really, really, really awful stuff. And Ali Dawa was right in the middle of that project. And everybody laughed at the jihadi Mickey Mouse. But you know what you're seeing now? All those kids back in the day who were living in Gaza watching jihadi Mickey Mouse Farfour are now in their late teens and 20s, and now they're going out and killing a bunch of innocent people and kidnapping them and just about making World War III in the Middle East. You've got to really, really take that. And, you know, Joe Biden and his crowd, yeah, they're clowns, but they're dangerous clowns. They're very dangerous clowns. They're going to kill our planet. They're going to start World War III. They're going to, you know, boom, boom, boom over Paris. Boom, boom over London. Boom, boom over Washington, D.C. So that song was right, you know. It's boom goes China, boom Paris with nuclear bombs. This is where this is headed. And the only way out, you can't stop these people. They get too much money, too much power, not enough brains. Too much money, too much power, not enough brains. That is how it goes. And it's on all sides. It really, really, truly is. And if anybody tries to defend themselves from this, then that's obviously they're the bad guys. You can't defend yourself from it. You're just going to stay out of the way. You've got to get a place off-grid, and you've got to grow your own vegetables, keep your own chickens, have your own electrical supply, have your own water supply, and figure out your own sewage treatment. And, you know, the little bit of rubbish that you might have, you've got to figure out what to do with that. And I recommend digging a hole, burying it, and filling the top part of the hole with manure, and then waiting for the manure to age, and then planting a tree there. And then, you know, that like waste is going to be dug up in 1,000 years by some archaeologist. In 1,000 years' time, is going to look at your plastic bags and see what you ate. But this is it. It's just, it's insane. The most important skill, there's a few skills that are really important, okay? The most important skill is knowing how to grow vegetables and knowing how to keep chickens. The second most important skill, okay, once you've got the growing of vegetables and the keeping of chickens and also looking after large livestock such as cattle and horses, okay, because they're going to provide, your cattle and your horses are going to provide the manure for your vegetable garden. So you will find that you will need at least one or a few, even sheep or goats, something to make the manure. But I think that you will struggle to have any sort of garden without at least one or a few cattle or horses, because they are the manure factories that you need for a garden of this scale to make the compost. And but aside from that, the most important skill that you will need post-apocalypse is how to make cord. I'll bet you didn't see that one coming, Vincent. How to make string. How to make cordage. Do you know why that's the most important skill?
I thought you were going to say for nooses.
Yes, that's one use for them.
No, you're absolutely right. You can't feed hay to horses and cows easily without cordage. You need to have baling twine. That's just one very, very small example. But you need to have netting. You need to tie things together. As a matter of fact, that's what one of the very first things that Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts are taught, how to tie knots, because it's that important. And, you know, if you have an extension ladder, it's impossible to raise an extension ladder without rope. It's impossible. It's impossible to farm without cordage. It's impossible. Cannot be done.
Yeah. And this is a Stone Age technology. But then you've got to think, where does the cordage come from? You need to have fiber plants growing on your land. Everybody has to consider that. And those fiber plants, I would recommend, depending on your climate, New Zealand flax is probably a good one for your climate.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Target, that big box store is weighing offering people memberships to shop there. Somewhere between $10 a month to $15 a month. Can you imagine that? For the privilege of shopping at Target. I haven't been in a Target ever since they became an encourager of homosexuality. So I haven't been in one in well over a decade. I don't intend to go. But here's the problem. The problem is stores are being ransacked by these gangs of thugs, young thugs, and they just come in and they just wreak havoc. So I think one of the ways that the stores are going to combat this is, well, you want to shop here, you're going to have to be a member. And maybe that'll keep some of the riffraff out. Maybe. But I've been in Sam's Club in the last 6 months, and what I said, and I wanted to see what it was like to go to Costco. Another member of Costco, and it was like a freak show. It's like a circus. And all these weird-looking people with multicultural hair and, you know, different colors and greens and blues and yellows, and it's ridiculous. It was disgusting. I just felt so uncomfortable. I left. And Sam's Club is working on, you know, their version of that. And it's not quite as bad at Sam's Club in Springfield, Missouri, as it is in Costco in Springfield, Missouri. But here's what I noticed. There are people that are at Sam's Club now that are obviously not from around here. They shape their hair to look like flower pots. And they want you to notice that they are not like everybody else that shops there. And so eventually, I think they're going to win. I think these degenerate types are going to push the rest of us out, and we're all going to say, heck with it. We're not going. We're not going to the stores. We don't want to see it. We don't want to be part of it. And Sam's Club and the rest of them are going to have these degenerate-looking people. The rest of us are just not going to go there. And, you know, we need to put an end to it. We really need to put an end to it. The school system has failed us. Everything has failed us, including Homeland Security protecting our border. And our Congress said, that's okay. That's okay. We can be invaded. That's all right. There needs to be a list published of exactly who voted to keep Mayorkas and allow the invasion. These people are traitors. Absolute traitors that voted for allowing the United States of America to be invaded at our border. I got to tell you, Donald Trump gets selected, he's going to wreak havoc on these people. And rightfully so. Gwyneth?
Yes, there's only one way out, and that's to learn how to make it yourself, learn how to do it yourself. And that's going to be a really, really, really steep learning curve for 99.99% of the people out there. Because I'm not as old as you, Vincent. You know, I'm going to be 50 this year. But in my lifetime, do you know that when I was a child, there were still Inuit living in the Arctic Circle in igloos. Did you know that? There's no Inuit living in the Arctic Circle in igloos anymore. I'm talking about that they were hunting seals with Stone Age spears. That's how they were living. Okay? And that was up until the 1970s, there were Inuits living in the Arctic Circle, hunting seals with Stone Age spears, wearing the fur coats, I'm not sure what they call them, you know, the hoods and all the rest of it, completely independent from the whole world with their little oil lamps and so on and so forth. And they hunted seals for a living, and then they traded with the white man seal pelts or whatever else they needed. But mostly they lived their Stone Age life and they were perfectly happy. And then these green-haired loons back in the day got all upset because the poor baby harp seals were getting clubbed to death in the Arctic Circle. And they had this massive propaganda campaign against the harp seal. Against the Inuits clubbing the harp seals, you know. But that's how they made their living. That's what they did for that bit of income, for those few little comforts. And they couldn't live on the ice after, you know, the hunting of harp seal pups was banned. They couldn't continue to live out there, so they came in and they, were forced by the government into housing. And that's the same all over the world. There's only a few little tribes left here and there that are still doing their own thing. And it's very hard for them. But everybody needs to do that, or we're all finished.
I think we are finished. I think, Gwyneth, yeah. I think we are finished. I think it's all over except for the shooting and the shouting. And the cleaning up of all the blood. I think the Second American War combined with the Second...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.